My name is Matthew McKenzie, a carer of many years caring for someone with mental illness. You are listening to number 4 in this series of Motivational Carer Talks. Now this is just a little project that I've been working on in order to support my carer peer support roles. Now I run what you could call care forums in South London. That gives unpaid carers a chance to have engagement with mental health services and health providers and, you know what, those in authority. And I've decided to make a list, or at least archive, or build an archive of, let's say, carer-friendly talks for those who care for someone with mental illness. Now, these audios, if you've listened to the few before, just as a reminder, these audios seek to help unpaid carers find some form of hope in their role as a carer. Hence, as I mentioned before, a carer is a person who is not a care worker, but is looking after perhaps someone in the family, close friend, or even a neighbor, I suppose. Now, as a reminder, the structure of these audios is that I will talk about a given subject that affects unpaid carers across the country. And then within a few minutes, I'll move on to, let's say, a motivational or therapeutic section of the audio aimed at unpaid carers listening. So then, what is the subject for today? But if you've managed to, let's say, scroll around my website, which is a Karen blog mind, well, I'm not sure if I can make that by memory. I'll have to get that right next time. But you probably would have seen what is next on the list. And this one's quite a difficult topic to actually talk about because it's not always so clear to everyone. And the reason I'm saying that is just... I'll probably come into it in a moment, but you can imagine why so many people do unfortunately become mentally unwell. And basically the subject I'm going to be talking about is healing yourself. You know, we all have mental health, regardless of those suffering mental illness. So, you know what, let's do a little digging around. This is the part of the educational section of the talk of this audio, and I want to say, why is healing yourself so important for unpaid carers? Think about this for a minute. I'm gonna do a little talk, a little story about, I suppose, how healing should be important for carers. Time and time again, the way the services are, no fault of their own perhaps, they are focused heavily on the patient. They focus heavily on the service user. They focus on them not entirely, but because they are so sick. But that does not mean carers go through all of this unscathed. You know, I mean, carers often have to spend time watching their loved one's mental and possibly physical health deteriorate. Carers, if they are living with the cared for, often spend anxious moments if the person that they are caring for will do something to themselves, or even something to them, if the services are struggling to reach the cared for. I'm talking about someone who is chronically becoming mentally unwell. When the cared for does become admitted to the hospital, be it, let's say, an inpatient ward or perhaps A&E due to physical health issues, the worrying for the carer does not stop there, as that carer starts to worry anxiously on the health of that person. The carer then begins the long struggle to navigate the maze on confidentiality to check and double check if everything is going okay. If the cared for even lets them, due to perhaps the frame of mind. When the cared for is released back to the carer, then it's back to try and repair the relationship, as sometimes the cared for is not happy that the carer let them be readmitted or admitted, or perhaps the cared for is not happy that the carer didn't do anything about it. So, this isn't half of it. The carer not only has to advocate for the cared for, and at times battle with a health system focusing on the cared for, but often finding time to advocate for themselves as they ask for a carer's assessment, even if they do not perhaps know what that is. I'm sure some carers out there are thinking, what on earth is a carer's assessment? Some carers are lucky to have a system in place that supports carers, but not all carers are that lucky. Sometimes carers have to struggle in the system to get mental health support for themselves, perhaps counselling, and a chance to question why the things are the way they are. I think you can get the picture now as to why it is important carers take note of healing themselves. Let me break down some stats for you from the Carers UK website. I think it mentioned around about 72% of carers responding to Carers UK State of Caring survey said that they had suffered mental ill health as a result of caring. Around about 60% said that they suffered physical health as a result of caring. Around about 8 in 10 people caring for a loved one say they felt lonely or socially isolated. Now, I'm not saying that caring is a nightmare and that you should think twice before you take the role on or even think about walking away. But people who care would not have it any other way. You know, unpaid carers would not give up because they care. Unpaid carers will take those blows because they care. They will trust in the health professional because they care. If you are a carer, please listen to this next section of the audio in order to find healing, thought and reflection. Motivational section starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. After listening to the educational section of this audio, do you think you need any persuasion on healing yourself? If not, then let me break it down for you, my friend. I have been there. Often, I sit and wonder to myself, am I doing the right thing? When time and time again, I feel I'm getting the blame for what a lovely family member would do in order to support and care for someone. Think to yourself as, let's say, half a cup of water. And the other cup, which is next to you, which is an empty cup, is the cared for, the person that you wish the best for. But for them to recover, they need that water, which is you. So you pour a bit of water into the empty cup, but there's a crack in that empty cup, and that water is seeping out. Something's going wrong. But you begin to pour a bit more water in that empty cup again and again. But listen, you can't do this forever. You will run out of water. So for you to feel you again, you need some water so that you can care again. Now, it's no good asking the care for to return that water back, because that cup for now is broken. So what next? You are just going to have to depend on yourself for now. It is hard, I know. You are doing what comes natural to a person that is trying. No one can force you to do anything. But deep down, I know you won't give up. And I know you will fight until there is sign of hope. But as with all energy, you will tire and you will need to rest. You will need some form of healing. So, okay, what do I mean by healing? Now, it could be almost anything. It could be taking some time out and asking for boundaries to be set so you can take your mind off things, even for just that moment. It could be going to the movies, a great way to escape the situation that is constantly on your mind. Or even phoning someone to talk to, if you have someone to talk to. It could even mean going for a walk, which is a great way for mental health. Or, okay, you can have that tasty piece of chocolate. Spoil yourself, unless you're on a diet. You know, that's right, it helps. Just time for yourself. Time for healing. Time to listen to words from a carer who has been in that situation that you have experienced or are going through now. We both know that we are wearing that badge with pride. We wouldn't have it any other way, but we must heal, because if you don't leave time for yourself to pour that water back in, well, you will be empty and there will be no more love or care to give. Do not let that happen to you. You do not deserve any more pain or suffering or anxiety. And there is always a chance to lessen or stop it. Heal yourself. You deserve it. This concludes the session, and I will try and release more soon. I'd like to say thank you for listening, and thank you for all the hard work you're doing. Just hang in there, and I'll catch you next time.